There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bat
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan is with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, I wanted to tell you that. John Reagan, that, you know, we don't have a lot of awards here at USA Prepares, but I've got to produce an award for you because it would be the most improved award. And I'll tell you why. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you and I together were dead last. No broadcast was doing worse than we were, according to the ratings, right? And I don't believe those ratings. But we were at the very bottom. Now, yesterday, we were number 17. So I think you deserve the most improved award. Seriously, John, I'm so amused at the ratings that we get. And Dane Wigington was talking to me about that. He gets disconnected when he starts talking about certain aspects of geoengineering and so forth. So he's experiencing the same kinds of things that we are here at USA Prepares. John Reagan, we've got a caller from Nebraska. Bob from Nebraska, you're on with Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired, and me, Vincent Finelli. Welcome.
Hi, Vince. Hey, love your show. I love your program, your last guest. I had a neat website you could go to, and it's called flightradar24.com, and it gives you all the planes that are flying, and you can select whatever area you want to look at. And I noticed today the contrails are pretty heavy, and I just haven't had time to really look at it and study a lot of the planes. But this website will show you the planes that are flying from where to, how high, the speed, and it's a pretty neat website. You can track a lot of things, but I noticed here outside of Lincoln that it doesn't pick up military airplanes for some reason. Because out of Lincoln, they fly the early warning planes every once in a while and do intention goes. Mm-hmm. And I look on the radar, and it won't show up. And sometimes it'll show an airplane. It'll just say block. And I think those are military, too. But it's kind of a neat website if you want to take a look at it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, class. What I've done, Bob, I believe you called the farm here, and you talked with Mrs. Finelli. Mrs. Finelli came into the studio, handed me a note, and she said, Bob called in, and he wanted to talk about the flightradar24.com. So I immediately looked at it during the break, and I posted a link on USAPrepares.com, page one, top post, to exactly what you're referring to. So, class, if you want to see what Bob is talking about, just go to USAPrepares.com, and page one, you'll see a link that's entitled Flight Radar Map. Click on that, and it'll take you right to it. So I really appreciate your call, Bob, and Mrs. Finelli was impressed with what you were saying, and she immediately stopped everything she was doing to make sure that I knew about it and thought that we should.
Well, good. It should be some information for everybody, and it times out after 30 minutes, but you just click back on it, and it'll run another 30 minutes. But it could be a useful tool for us to look at the stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're concerned about pollution, okay, you won't believe, class, I'm serious, you won't believe the number of airplanes in the air simultaneously. And if you look across the Atlantic Ocean, it looks like there's a highway across the Atlantic with, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm trying to just count. There's got to be 100 planes in the air right now, if you count the planes flying over the Atlantic right now, 100 planes. There's got to be 500 planes minimum flying over the United States right now.
I can't remember. I was on it, I'd mess around with it, but it gives you a total count of airplanes flying, I think, over the United States. I think it said something like around 5,000.
At any point in time?
Yeah.
Well, that could be. I mean, I'm just looking at a small amount of them, and it's like wall to wall.
Yeah, if you back out of it, and you can see just, you know, thousands of them and everything. Mm-hmm. And you go on the bookmarks they have there, you can go different regions of the world, you know, mm-hmm. either Asia or Oceania, South America. So it's kind of neat and everything, so.
Well, Bob, I appreciate your participation in class, and you're doing exactly what we hope more students do and follow your lead, and that is call in with valuable information and share with us and become part of the instruction staff and faculty. So I really appreciate what you're doing, Bob, from Lincoln, Nebraska.
You bet. Nice talking to you, Vince.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. John Reagan, isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
Yep, that's the plan, and it's coming together. And by the way, I've got some sad news. I was on the phone last evening after the meetup, and I happened to call Sam Bushman. Something told me to call Sam, and I get these feelings to do certain things. So I called Sam Bushman. And he said, "Hey, man, Richard Mack just had a heart attack, and he's in the hospital." I said, "Oh, man." So one of our instructors' class had a heart attack yesterday. That's Sheriff Richard Mack, and he was hospitalized yesterday. I don't know today's details because Sam Bushman was on the radio when I was on the first hour here at USA Prepares. I hear he was doing better. Last night, he was on the phone with Sam, so he did have a heart attack. I do know that, and if you would consider adding him to your prayer list, I'd appreciate it. And Joyce Riley, I talked with her yesterday, and she sounded perky, and her voice sounded great. She was really positive, and she says she will be at the Get Prepared Expo in March. She's going to speak on the Saturday part of the Get Prepared Expo, Joyce Riley. So she is feeling better. She still has, some pain, but it's less. And I'm delighted to say she was in great spirits. So please continue praying for her if she already is in your prayers. If not, please add her if you are inclined to do so. John Reagan, I said I would try to hit the mute button. So why don't we get into our lesson today? And are we going to Spy Tech?
Yeah, we haven't done Spy Tech and Control for a couple of weeks now. So if you go to the news tab on the financialstateoftheunion.com, I actually want to go to last week's. And believe it or not, this first one has the potential of not pushing your buttons.
Impossible. If you're talking about Spy Tech and Control, it's okay. Go ahead. Which one are we starting with?
This is last week's from the 5th. The first one is called Get Tooled. And what this talks about, you know, most people use Windows, and it will automatically update your Microsoft products. However, you have other programs installed on your computer. And this is a free tool that lets you see and update other programs that are on your computer. It's free. It's easy to use. I've been using it the last two or three weeks here. And I have been using another product called Secunia PSI. And while that's been doing a fair job, this program that this article has a link to actually found more programs needed updated than Secunia did. So I'm pretty pleased with the performance of this product, and it's free. And you don't even have to install it. Just download it. It's executable. You run it, and it'll show, tell you which ones need updating, and you can actually uncheck the box for the program if you don't want that one to update, and just click the button, and it'll go ahead and update your programs. And this is one of the ways of patching holes in your system, because even if you have, you know, antivirus software running, if you don't keep your software patched, that's just an open door for people to get in.
You know, John, I've got mixed feelings about this. Years ago, I was looking at, we were installing, let's say, Windows 95, and then there's version A, and then there's version B, then there's version C, and then there's Windows 98, and then there's Windows 98 Second Edition, then Millennium, and it goes on and on and on. And I'm wondering about, as we update and as we have newer and newer versions of our applications and software, are we adding more features that the government is demanding that allow them to snoop and spy even more? So, for example, if I were to use Windows 95 right now, version A, would I be less likely to be snooped and spied upon and have criminal activity going on, spying on me? Because I believe all spying is criminal activity, and I believe that there should be extreme penalties for spying. Would I be better off with Windows 95 than the latest version of Windows, let's say, 8? You know what I'm saying?
I doubt it, because even with the newer Windows, if you just boot up the computer fresh out of the box, connected to the Internet without any antivirus running, typically you are hacked within 10 to 15 minutes at most. So keeping these things patched with antivirus running is critical. There's too many open doors.
Now, I understand the antivirus component, but what I'm talking about is, let's say, Windows, and maybe some of the older programs don't have as many back doors. I mean, I don't know. It's not open source.
We can't find out. There's so many security holes that it's just too problematic. Yes, yeah. But, yeah, like you said, there might be a trade-off.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back, and I'll mention Zorin, Z-O-R-I-N. John Reagan, and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And when I say is first, is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, John, I understand what you're saying, and yeah, we do need to have updates, because if you don't, your computer will hang and it'll be waiting for plugins and so forth and just drive you absolutely crazy. And I had had it with my PC on my desk here in the studio, and it's running XP. And XP used to be really, really stable until they stopped supporting it. Well, John Dollarhide gave me a copy of Zorin. Z-O-R-I-N. And it's a Linux operating system. Give it to me on a CD at one of the meetups, and I just put it into a PC. And it says, do you want to try it or do you want to install it? And if it finds that you've got Windows already on your PC, it'll say, well, do you want to install it to run alongside of Windows? So do you want to try it? See how it works? Do you want to install it, or do you want to replace Windows, or do you want it to run alongside of Windows? So I spent the last weekend installing on some PCs I have here at the farm, Zorin, to run alongside of Windows. So some of the PCs that we have are now dual boot PCs, and it comes up with the Zorin logo and says, what do you want to do? You want to test the memory? Do you want to boot to Zorin? Do you want to boot to Windows? And you just use the down arrow or the up arrow to select which one you want. So if you want your PC to run that existing copy of Windows you have, it will. If you want to run Zorin, it'll boot to Zorin. And I love Zorin because it doesn't need an antivirus. It's pretty much immune from all of those things, and it flies. It absolutely flies. It looks like Windows. It feels like Windows. And it flies. It's really neat. So that's one of the solutions that I've implemented. Thank you to Dollar Value Computers, John Dollarhide. And if you want to contact him, the information's on the website. As a matter of fact, I'll give you his number in about a moment. I'll give it to you right now. you want to call John and Judy Dollarhide at the store at Dollar Value Computers, 417-724-8451, 417-724-8451. John and Judy Dollarhide are activists. They are interested in the community. They're the same family that was attacked by the United States Department of Agriculture, threatened with a fine of $6 million for raising rabbits. They told the U.S. Department of Agriculture to stuff it, and the Dollarhide family won. So they're pretty famous, and they're very good friends of the Finellis and the Reagans and a lot of our other instructors. So that's the Dollarhide family, John and Judy Dollarhide. So I just wanted to share that with you, John.
Okay. Let's move on along. The next one, Feeling Those Vibes, is about a device that can detect...
Hold on one second, John. So,
yes.
So back to what you were saying about this application. What do we do if we want to download and use this one simple and free tool to keep your Windows patched and updated and defended against hackers, malware, and so forth? What do we do?
There's a link in the article there.
Okay, so just go to USAPreparedness.com or go to, let's go to the financialstateoftheunion.com and go to the resources for January 5th, which is in the news tab, and then click on, January
5th. The program is called Patch My PC.
Patch My PC. Okay. And you go to SpyTech on your website, resources for January 5th. Go to SpyTech and get tooled. Click on Get Tooled.
And just right? So you know, you're looking at the right website for this program. It's patchmypc.net.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we provided instruction on how to do that. And I think it's a good idea. I really do. For most people, we really don't know what these patches do. And just say, this is the update. You need the update. And keep your PC updated. You go, okay, we'll do that. And
there are a lot of security vulnerabilities that once people know that they're out there, your PC is then open to those attacks.
Yes, and you do need a firewall, class. You absolutely, positively need a firewall. And the firewall that I like is Zone Alarm. What firewall do you use, John?
I just use the Microsoft one.
Okay, there you go. All right, when we come back, where are we going, John?
We're going to do Feeling Those Vibes.
Feeling Those Next Vibes. Time. John Reagan and I'll be right back.
Think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. And we're talking about feeling those vibes on the website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab, and then there's the spy technology section, spy tech, and the link is called Feeling Those Vibes. John, what's up?
Okay. You know, when I go through looking at news articles, I don't just take it all at face value. I look at how can this be weaponized?
Yeah.
And this device is talking about, you know, could we find aliens by searching for their vibrations? And what this device does is it picks up very, very small vibrations. And I'm thinking, you know, what if the Nazis had this in World War II? Because people escape detection by hiding in, you know, hidden compartments and cellars and, you know, all kinds of things. And no matter how quiet you are and how much you can try to block your infrared signature, you're still going to have vibrations. And this thing just, I think it's going to be really bad being in the arsenal of the wrong hands.
John, a lot of what we talk about falls into that category of falling into the wrong hands. And a lot of people who have developed technologies really believed that they were doing a good thing. For example, when I was a consultant for a public school system in Virginia, there was a teacher who was really interested in technology. She loved it. And the newest thing, whatever that was, she was interested in. And one of the new things back in the 90s was wireless computing. And she fought with the administration, on the side of, let's deploy wireless technology. It's the in thing. You know, we can be ahead in technology if we have wireless technology. Imagine this. Imagine we can have wireless notebooks in the classroom. And we could have them on a cart. And we can have 25 or 30 of these notebooks all charged up, ready to go. And all we do is roll that cart into the classroom, pass out the notebooks, and then all the students can start typing their papers for their English class. Wouldn't that be great? And they can hit the print button, and the printer in the corner would receive that signal wirelessly. And isn't that convenient? And I fought on the other side. I said, are you crazy? You know, each one of these notebook computers is transmitting at about 50 milliwatts of power. And we have the access point that's transmitting, and we have 30 of these things blasting away all during the classroom. And if we have a computer lab that's all wireless, we're going to be putting these students in almost in a Faraday cage where they are going to be exposed to electromagnetic radiation for the duration, and the teacher will get it all day long. You know, the schools have these flat roofs that are metal on the supporting the membrane roof with the stones on top. Okay, so it's the electromagnetic radiation is reflected down through the ceiling tiles, so it's additive. I mean, all of these 50 milliwatt transmitters are you just add them up. Okay, so it actually is now a significant amount of electromagnetic radiation, and you know, school really, well, I can't believe it. They actually sided with me, and they didn't put wireless computing in. So here's a person who was on the side of, hey, let's make things better for the students, who really wasn't thinking it through, who really didn't have enough information to make a decision. But that's the kind of stuff that happens. You know, there are people who are actually trying to do a good thing that end up doing a bad thing. Now, how many schools have wireless computing? Probably all of them now, right? Probably all of them.
I think it's almost mandated anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, and it should be banned. It should be absolutely banned. So we wonder why our students have headaches. I mean, how many young people do you know who go to college and high school and grammar school that have headaches? It's a lot. It's a lot. Ask your grandchildren, okay? Ask your children. Ask them about their classmates. Do they have headaches? Do they feel dizzy? Are they unable to concentrate? So, you know, this is people who actually thought they were doing a good thing who turned out doing a massively bad thing by putting more electromagnetic radiation in the environment where young people are maturing, where little people are becoming, you know, they're growing. It's the dumbest thing you could possibly want to do. Next to Michelle's changing the lunch program, you know, and making kids hate their lunches. I thought you were going to hit my buttons today.
I only said the first one might not. I can pretty much guarantee the rest will.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to hit the mute button, and you continue. And I'll see how long I can go without hitting the mute button. How about that? What's next?
Okay. police cameras. You know, since Ferguson, the big solution that's being offered out there is to let's just put cameras in all the police, which might make a difference. But this article talks about some of the downsides of that, and a couple of them I want to bring out is, one, when you've got that camera, which is looking at people, that's the first thing that you need for facial recognition is taking a picture of somebody's face. They're already combining the license plate scanners with facial recognition, and this could just be segued into this, no problem, to where, you know, the policeman could be walking around and he could have a Bluetooth device in his ear, and as the camera looks at a person, he could, you know, find out exactly who he's looking at. So while it may offer some protection, there's a big downside. And also, one of the potential fallout on this is if you do get stopped, you know, sometimes the policeman is nice enough to let you go with a warning. Well, if everything he's doing is being tracked by a supervisor, he might not be so willing to let you go with a warning. And speaking of police, the last one in SpyTech from last week, I call Poop Police. With the war on drugs, they're looking at putting sensors into the sewers to detect for illicit drug use in real time. And I pretty much expect this type of technology to be mandated at some point in the future through the Obamacare umbrella, because they got to track your vitals for health care. So you can expect, you know, spy toilets in your house and spy toilets in public places. And, of course, since pretty much everybody has a cell phone, you know, it will register who you are and do a quick analysis of what you've been doing. Have I pushed your button enough, or do you want to keep on going?
I'm trying to be quiet, but I can't. Back to the cameras with the police. Now, obviously, the cops can turn them off. They can turn them on. They can say, you know, this is going to be really a bad recording for our side, the police. So we'll just turn the camera off. Back in the 90s. When I had a computer manufacturing company, state police showed up at the place, at the factory, and it was an undercover narcotics guy. And he was dressed, you'd never think that he was anything other than the farmer who had just changed his oil, right? Unshaven. He did not look like state police for the Commonwealth of Virginia. Anyway, he brought me over, asked me for my help, and, you know, here again, I'm thinking I'm doing a good thing, right? So he had some problems with his computers, and he did a background check on me, I guess, and figured that I was okay. And he brought me to this clandestine operation where I was helping him. Now, they had cameras that were deployed in fields where they suspected people were growing marijuana. And these cameras were so tiny back then, they were like, if you typed the letter zero, the number zero on your keyboard, or the letter O, lowercase O, that's how big the opening of this camera was. So you couldn't even see these cameras. And they had them embedded in their clothing, so they were able to record your movements and your interactions with the cops. And they didn't say, hey, listen, by the way, Joe, you're on camera. It was a secret clandestine spying that they were doing. And they had these cameras in the fields. And so this technology has been around easily in small devices for the government since the early 90s, literally. That was my take on that. Now, this war on drugs. So, John, let's say we do something. Let's say I had a connection to a sewer system, which I do not have. We have a septic system. Or let's say we use our septic system, and we have our Christmas event, and we have, you know, some of the events that we have at the farm, and people show up and they use our bathroom. And then the government comes over and says, listen, we have a warrant for a sample. We're going to take a sample of your septic system. And they go, do you know there are 17 illegal drugs that we have found in your septic system? You're under arrest. Now think about that. Think about that. Well, what makes you think it's me? You know what I mean? What makes you think it's Mrs. Finelli or my mom? What about some of the cat poop that might go down that toilet? Okay. What about the guests? What about the guests that you have at your house? What if you live in an apartment building and they're sampling apartment 21 instead of 31? This is out of control, John. Just like everything else that the government seems to be doing is out of control.
And that's probably why you're going to have to install your own personal spy toilet that's connected to your spy meter.
John, okay. I mean, I'm sorry you hit my... you hit my buttons. I mean, well, here's why. I went through TSA, right? I went through TSA in the airport flying back from an event with the National Broadcasters Convention. Okay? So the guy who is patting me down has the gloves on that he had on when I showed up. I said, No. You're gonna have to change those gloves. So he goes, well, let's test these gloves. He tests the gloves that he had on before I got there. And the alarm goes off. It's like a siren goes off. Everybody's looking at me because the siren goes off. I'm standing with this TSA floozy, right, who has got these contaminated gloves on. And had I let him use those gloves on me, the alarm would have gone off and I would have been locked up.
Yeah.
See me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. And John, it just reminded me, you know, how we can be held hostage. You know, me being at the airport and having, gloves used to pat me down that tested positively for explosives, okay? The gloves that were used by the TSA agent tested positively before he even touched me for explosives. So just think, class, about being held hostage, because they'll say, wait a minute, we patted you down, and the equipment, this sensitive, certified, calibrated equipment, tested you positively for explosives. Now, how long are you going to be in detention? How long are you going to be in that locked room? Are you going to miss your flight? And who's going to pay for the flight that they kept you off by their incompetence? Or maybe by design. So make sure that if you're going to fly, number one, that you don't submit to the X-ray screening, and that you make sure that those gloves are tested before they're used on you, to make sure that they are not testing positively for something that you could be arrested for. Keep that in mind, please. Back to you, John Reagan.
Well, let me go over the two items I have for the control section from the fifth. Gun control healthcare and how crazy can IP get? The gun control healthcare is out of New York, where a veteran went in for voluntary treatment for insomnia and ends up getting his gun rights taken away, his gun confiscated, and his gun license stripped from him. And the other one is on intellectual property, which is the way they're really going to try to control us, which includes things like copyrights, patents, and trade secrets. And this one's out of Sweden. There's a music rights group that's trying to get the rental car companies to pay license fees, because the people they rent cars to will play songs over their stereo, and they say that violates the copyright. Okay. Any buttons pressed there?
I know you didn't want to hit my button. I know you didn't, but you did. I have an attorney from New Jersey coming after me, Ben D. Manavitz. He's coming after me, and he's threatening me because he says that I used an image, a photo from a website that I copied and pasted on my website. I put the whole article and the attribution to the original site. I didn't change a thing. And he says his client was harmed by me. Well, Ben D. Manavitz, I'm going to make you famous. I really am. You have the opportunity to stop this nonsense. You know, I believe that there are attorneys who are making a living out of going after people who publish articles. Now, did I help the people who posted the article? Absolutely. I gave them more exposure. Okay? That's why people hate attorneys. This is exactly why. Because they do stuff like this. You know, I had the opportunity to be an attorney, and I was shaving one morning, and I was all ready to go to law school. And I was shaving one morning, and I said, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't look myself in the mirror knowing I'm an attorney. I can't do it. So I did not become an attorney. Seriously. You know, I have a relative who's an attorney. I won't even talk to him. I won't even talk to him. There's a picture of Bill Clinton and him, you know, arm in arm in his family room. First time I saw it, this was probably 20 years ago, the last time I saw him, I was in his house and I said, you let people see that? You let people see that you're buddies with Bill Clinton? What are you thinking? John, I don't think it's... John, seriously, I don't think it's possible for you and me to be on the air with me not losing my temper at least 5 times. It's impossible. It's the stuff you bring up just ignites me. It's not you. It's the subjects. It's the attacks on we the people that I can't stand. I can't stand it. Hey, John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Hey, we missed you last night. Missed you.
Wish I could have been there.
Yeah, hey, well, we'll see you at the Expo. Hey, if you want to meet John Reagan, Get Prepared Expo in March. John Reagan, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.